Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show. For tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys. You got news. Guys, I tell you, this morning, I woke up with a praise flowing from my lips, telling the Most High God, how awesome he is and thanking him for waking me up this morning. Come on, somebody. Did you wake up this morning with a praise flowing from your lips, telling the Most High God how much you love him, how much he means to you? Come on, somebody. I know you can look back over your life and think of all the good things that the Most High God has done in your life and still yet doing today. Amen? I tell you, sometimes we can sit down and we can complain, but when you start thinking about all the greatness, all the good things God has done in your life, you can't help but replace that complaining spirit with a praise flowing from your lips. God, I felt that right there. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen. Guys, I'm so excited for today. It is July the 8th. 2021. And guys, when I looked at the forecast this morning, guys, get this, it is already 94 degrees. What you say? It said it's going to be mostly sunny today, meaning no rain is in the forecast today. Now, it looks like some rain going to be on Sunday. Not sure about that, but that's what it is looking like, okay? So we don't know, you know, because this is God's earth, and I don't get into God's business. Whatever God want to do, let God be God. Come on, somebody. Because I, you know, you can have people trying to predict the weather, but they don't know because they're not God, okay? Because God can change that thing up immediately, before you even blink your eyes, good honey. God done changed it up. Amen. So with that said, you know, hey, it is what it is. So I pray today, beloved, that as each and every one of you are getting ready for work today, or maybe just came in from work and getting ready to go to bed and just listening to this podcast, I pray that it will be a blessing to you and your family. Also, be advised, guys, if you would like to join this platform, all you have to do is go to Serve It Up Now and leave me a detailed message, your contact information, date and time you would like to come on the show, and let's see, can we make it happen? I'm here to serve you. That's who I am. I'm a servant of the Most High God. God, I felt that right there. I don't know about y'all, but it should never be about Teresa. Come on, somebody. It's about doing the will of the Father who sent me. God, I felt that right there. I'm not talking about I just got up and start going doing stuff. I'm talking about being sent by God, my God. Because when you're sent by God, you are effective in what you set your hands to do. Amen. Glory be to God. So I'm feeling good today. I feel a preach coming on, what you say. But I'm going to kind of like, you know, calm down a little bit. Calm down a little bit. I get excited, y'all. I tell you, I get excited when I get an opportunity to talk about my daddy. Come on, somebody. My daddy, my goodness, he's been good to me. I don't know about y'all, but God has been good to me. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Everything that I went through, I give God praise for, because I have a story to give God some glory. What you say? I'm about to slap my own self. Y'all better stop playing with me. What? Glory be to God. Oh, my goodness, I tell you. So today, guys, I just want to talk about faith. And if you would like to hear this podcast live, you can go ahead and dial into the show by dialing Erica 563-999-3467. Again, that's 563-999-3467. You can call into the show and be a part of the live show, or either you can continue to listen to this podcast via internet, okay? You know, whatever pleases you, you know, I'm happy to have you. You can even call in and just to say, good morning, Teresa, you know? That's okay, too. You know, I would love to hear from you. Well, today I would like to talk about faith and how faith will always bring the answers that you are seeking for from God. I don't know whether there's anyone who's listening to me have ever had to exercise their faith And I'm not talking about the small faith that talk, you know, that's spoken of in the Bible, a faith of a mustard seed. But I'm talking about gigantic faith. You had to exercise your faith in God to bring you out of a storm or situations that you may have found yourself in. And we know the Word of God talks about how we walk by faith and not by sight. And so when we step to God, the first thing we must understand that without faith, it is impossible to please the Most High God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. And so, beloved, when you diligently seek him, that means you're entering into your prayer closet, and then you're going to shut your door, and you're going to pray unto the Father. And then when he sees you praying to him in secret and you're exercising your faith, then now he can reward you because you sought him for an answer. And so in other words, beloved, faith always brings the answer that you need from God. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. And so now I want to talk about how receiving the promises of God depends upon our keeping his word in front of us on a daily basis, okay? Because we must meditate on the word day and night, and then our ways will be prosperous. Our footsteps will be ordered by God. Because the word of God says a good man's footsteps is ordered by God. And you have to believe that, beloved, that when you seek God in faith, he will reward you. And he will always bring forth the answers that you have sought him for. Amen? And you have to be diligent, okay? You have to be diligent. Proverbs chapter 12 and 24 says, the hand of the diligent will rule, while the slothful will be put to forth labor. Proverbs 10 and 4 says, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8 says, go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. I remember, beloved, in my prayer time of seeking the Most High God, I heard the Most High God said to me, he said, consider the ways of an ant. And I never understood why he would direct my attention to a small ant. And I found out, beloved, as I studied the ant is some hardworking little creatures, little insects. They work hard. They're not lazy, amen, but they're diligent in doing what they were purposed to do, and that is to store up all their food in the summertime. So when winter comes, they go deep down into the earth. And so when we seek God, we must be diligent in seeking the purpose and plan of God for our life. In other words, beloved, when we step to God, we must already know that what we're seeking God for has already been done. God, I felt that right there. See? Because God is an all-knowing and all-seeing God. He already knows what you need before you even open your mouth and part those lips, I want to say. Amen? And so I've learned how to wait on God and not be so anxious, but making my request known unto him. Amen? Going before him and seeking him Amen. Because his word says, beloved, he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God, I felt that right there. Anything that you need God to do, if it lines up with the will of God now, he will do it. Amen. And I've learned how to pray the will of the Father for my life. So you got to learn how to pray God's will and not your will. Because, beloved, at the end of the day, there should not be two wills operating. Amen. Amen. You should always seek the will of the Father for your life. Amen. Amen. And so God will provide our needs if we go to him in prayer and we ask him. Amen. Amen. And so I love it, beloved, when we just stand on the word of God. Amen. And so if you stay fully persuaded, amen, you must not become separate from your faith in God. Amen. Amen. We are the just, and the word of God said the just shall live by faith. Amen. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7 through 9 say, for we walk by what? Faith, and not by sight. Come on. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor that rather present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Amen. Glory be to God. I felt the preach right there. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, Hebrews chapter 11 and 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please God, to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We have to have faith in God. We have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct our path. And so, beloved, sometimes you got to trust God when you can't trace God. Come on, somebody, huh? Come on, come on, come on, come on out of here. You got to trust God when you can't trace him. I know a lot of times we are faced with lemons, but we got to learn how to make lemonade out of those lemons. Come on, somebody. You got to learn how to make a meal out of nothing. You got some mothers, baby. They'll make just water taste like soup. What you say? Glory be to God. See, I love that. I love that when you exercise your faith in God. You know, every day you exercise your faith and you don't even know you exercising your faith. Huh? I just hit somebody in the spirit room right there. Every day when you wake up, go about your daily life, every day you are operating in some form or fashion, you're exercising your faith. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. When you set your hips in that chair, you sit down by faith, believing that that chair is going to hold your body. Come on, somebody. Because if you didn't have faith to know that that chair was strong enough to hold you, you're not going to sit them hips in that chair because you're going to hit the floor. Come on, somebody. See, there, you exercise natural faith and don't even know you're exercising faith. Amen. Amen. Life is faith. Every day that we live our life, we are exercising faith. Amen. When you went to sleep last night, you didn't know whether you was going to rise up this morning, but you have faith in God to know that he that begun a good work in you is able to bring it to completion. Amen. Because one thing I've learned, beloved, that we must never waste time. Okay? I can't get back the time from yesterday years, but I'm looking towards my future. And what I do today must matter to the Most High God. And how I treat people must matter to God. Amen. See, it's him that I seek to please. Amen. And in seeking to please him, he's going to teach me how to love others and be able to serve others for real and not let it be about Teresa. God, I felt that right there. Because when you connect to people who have visions, you can help birth their vision to the world. Come on, somebody. It don't have to be all about you, but be about the Most High God. And that's what it's about, beloved. Allowing your purpose and the plans that God has for you to connect with somebody, because somebody is waiting on you and you holding them up. Amen. It's time that you seek the Most High God and get your hips over there and help with the vision. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of times people, they don't know how to trust other people because they've been burnt before or they have had Judases in their midst. And so now they don't know who's sent by God or who's sent by the devil. And so my thing is this. You have to always seek God's purpose and plan for your life. And you have to always seek God to see, rather or not, God sent this person. The devil sent this person to harm you. But you have to have enough trust and discernment in your life that when something happens, you have to immediately go before God and say, God, okay, I need you to show me this, God. Is this you, God? Amen? I've been trained since I started my relationship with God how to ask God to show me, God, truth. I don't want to see a lie. I don't entertain lies. I don't want to hear a lie. Amen? I want to know the truth. Amen. And you have a lot of tricksters that's on social media today. Amen? That will trick you out of your money. That will trick you out of your time. That will trick you out of your love. Amen? And see, one thing that the devil does, he lurks around like a roaring lion. And he wants to plant the seed of unbelief and doubt and lies and all kind of stuff in your life. He wants to bring havoc to your life so he can catch you slipping so you will not be focused on your assignment. And so you find yourself wrestling with these demonic spirits in the spirit realm. And then you're not allowing God to be God and fight for you. Because the Bible says the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And you got to understand, beloved, that you don't have to fight no battles. You don't have to fight anything. All you got to do is cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And all you got to do is rest in God and know that if God be for you, who could be against you? God, I just said something right there. Glory be to God. And that's one reason why I find myself in my secret closet searching and singing and praising and worshiping God and praying to God, because I know that he will reward me in due time. Come on, somebody. We got to understand that we ask God for a lot of things and we have not seen a lot of it come to pass. Why? Because we ask in a mist. Amen? And we got to understand that God don't even think like us and his ways is not like ours. Amen? We just have to wait on the timing of God to bring it to pass. And if it's his will, see, we got to get out of wanting what we want and when we want it and how we want it. Amen? But we got to get back in position and wait on the timing of God to bring it to pass in our life. Amen? See, we get messed up. We get twisted up. We get knotted up. We get flipped up and flipped out over stuff. See, one thing I've learned in my walk with the Most High God is that God is not impressed with how many scriptures you know. Impressed with all that. He want to know, are you a servant? And do you love his people for real? Or are you selfish? And it's all about you. When we say we love God, we must shed off that old us. Amen. That old nasty, filthy, fleshly desire, the lust for nature that we all once had. Because when lust is finished with you, beloved, it's going to destroy you. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care what you say. It's going to destroy you. Amen. But everything that we do, we must grab a hold to the promises of God and what his word says to us. When you have sickness in your body, grab a hold to the promises of God that you'll heal. When you have lack in your life, grab a hold to the promises of the Most High God. Anything that you want God to do for you in this lifetime, you must get in the Word of God and learn God's character, his nature, what he will do and what he won't do. God, I just said something right there. See, a lot of people go to God, but they don't even know God. Amen? They just have head knowledge. Somebody taught them a little few little scriptures, and that make them think, oh, I got faith. No, baby. The devil going to make sure you got some faith. Amen? Because when he come, he coming. He going to try and test your faith in God. There's many accounts in the Bible where men and women's faith was tested. Amen? So believe me, your faith is going to be tried by the enemy. There's going to be some storms in your life, baby. You're going to have a bulldog faith. You're going to have to sink those teeth in God. I remember many days I had to sink my teeth in the Most High God. Amen. If it wasn't from God, I wouldn't be sitting here today. My God, I feel you, Holy Ghost. I wouldn't be sitting here today. But I thank the Most High God every day. Amen. I thank him. He's been good to me, y'all. You hear what I say? He's been good to me. And I don't mind telling people how good God been to me. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell everybody who got some ears, baby, this girl going to tell you. Because I love talking about him. Y'all, I can't get enough of daddy. My God, I can't get enough of him. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I feel good all over. You start talking about daddy. You want to see somebody run. You want to see, and I'm talking about showing off, tearing my office up today. What you say? Glory be to God. What you say? Amen. It's nothing like daddy, y'all. When you feel like giving up, throwing in the towel, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Just know that the Most High God loves you. He wants you to enjoy life here on this earth. But he don't want the earth and the world to have you and become your God. He don't want your business, your car, your house, your money, your honey. He don't want them to come before him because he's a jealous God. And he share his glory with no man. I don't care who you think you are. You're going to have to humble yourself. Huh? You're going to have to realize that the creator of your gifts and talents will not share his glory with no man. Amen? I love that right there. I tell you, I just get so turned on, y'all. I look forward to coming to speaking with you guys every morning because it does my soul some good to know that I am being a servant and I'm serving the word of God. Amen. I don't look for money and fame and I don't look for somebody to pat me on my back and tell me, girl, you can preach, you can teach, you can sing, you're gifted and fashionable and all this other stuff. I don't look for that because I can care less who knows my name. You may never know who I am, but I thank the Most High God for this opportunity. Amen. Greatness sometimes is being hid by God in obscurity because he said, your gift, my gift, will make room for me and place me before great kings. I don't have to run to people's ministry. I don't have to run people down. Tell them, oh, look at me. I can preach. I can teach. I can, No, baby, it ain't about It's about the will of the Father. Amen? It's about the will of the Father. And, you know, I thank the Most High God long time ago when I started preaching in 1995. That's how long I've been really preaching. You know, I've been in the Word of God most of my life. You know, like I tell a story, at 9 years of age, you know, I asked God to show me him. And at 9 years of age, I paid my first tithe to the church. And that was to a preacher named Reverend Ike. I know everybody know Reverend Ike, right? You can't lose with the stuff I use. That was Reverend Ike. Mm-hmm. And I remember he used to send this little oil and this little red hanky, and he said, anoint yourself and place this prayer cloth in your bosom. And I put it up in my little old bosom, you know, and I used to wear that cloth around. And that was the day that my life changed, you know, and I started developing a relationship with God. But you better believe that the devil was on my heels at every chance to try to discourage me and try to make me give up. But I, you know, I kept going, and here I am today. You know, everything starts from a seed, and in the seed there is greatness. And so I just love what I do. You know, I'm passionate. I love talking about God. I love it. And so, you know, I just, you know, I look for the will of God, and I've learned that it should never be about us and that we should die to self every day and make sure that God is pleased with what we did or what we said or who we serve. We all should be servers. I don't care whether you're in a leader's position or you just a maid sweeping up the floor. We are leaders. And so you have to be a good follower in order to be a good leader. You have a lot of people who don't even have a following spirit. They always want to be the leader. You know, they're always right. It's about me. And they feel that they need to be looked upon as somebody. But baby, the Messiah came to the earth, and he taught his disciples how to serve. Okay? He's the Savior of the world. And I've always held on to the scripture that says, never to think highly of yourself to deceive yourself. We have a lot of deceivers in the pulpit today. Amen. We have a lot of pretenders in the pulpit today. Everybody wants somebody to make them think and feel that they done arrive and they grand, baby, you're nothing without God. I've learned that a long time ago. And God told me to die to people, meaning I should never be a people person. In other words, a people pleaser. Let's say it like that. Because when you start being a people pleaser, then you miss God. Amen. And you can't focus on the will of God. And so I've learned, beloved, that I should never be a people pleaser. And I should always look for opportunities to please God. Amen. And be in a place where I can hear God so that I can serve the people of God. Amen. That's more important to me than money. Money can't buy the anointing. Money can't buy a servant heart. Only God can mold and shape you and prepare you to be his disciple, to be his servant. Amen. And we should always look for opportunities to serve, opportunities to find someone that we can serve. Amen. not have people to come to you and serve you, and every time you look around, you want somebody to serve you. I understand the ministry, the church. I understand that, okay? I understand how the operation of churches go. Amen? I understand all that. Time, we must understand who is the founder of the ministry. Each time that we preach a sermon, when I preach sermons and messages or whatever, I always go to God in prayer. And I always say, God, what do you want me to say? These are your people. You know what they need. I never sit down and start cooking up something that I think that, oh, it's going to sound good and make the people move and stuff like that. No, because their life depends on just that one word. You'd be surprised how many people is in church contemplating suicide. You'd be surprised how many people come to your ministry and have sickness in their body, but yet you want to get up and showboat and hop and hoop and swing from the church ceiling and put on a good performance, but yet that person leave the same way they came. And so that's why it's so important, beloved, that we really, really seek God to reveal the heart of the people, to reveal their needs. Amen? Because everybody has a need. When they come to the sanctuary, they're looking for God to do something for them. They're not looking for a superstar. Come on. They're not looking for no superstar. They're looking for somebody who got a word in their belly. Come on. Your words are seeds that's being planted in the atmosphere. And whoever pick it up, it should be able to manifest greatness within them. It should be able to resurrect the gifts on the inside of this individual that the Lord has allowed to come and sit under your ministry. You have so much mess in the church that people just losing faith and hope in the church. Building, that is, because we are the church. People are getting tired, beloved, of coming, seeing the same old, same old. The church looking like the world, acting like the world, sounding like the world, flipping out like the world. Come on. You got more homemonging in the church almost than you got in the world. The world done sip over, done leaped over, did something. But now it's part of the church. And everybody want to be in position, talking about they pastors and leaders and stuff, but they're after one thing, and that's the money and fame and notoriety. That's it. They're not after souls. The Bible says he that winneth souls is wise. Not he that win a name or make a name for himself. Because at the end of the day, you got to give account for what you do. Amen. Let's not get it twisted. You got to give an account of what you do in this lifetime. Amen. Let's not get it twisted today. We got to understand, beloved, God, he sees everything. Amen? He sees everything. And will he be pleased with you? Will he be pleased with you? Or will he say, get thee behind me. I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. You done saw a bad day. If God told you he never knew you. Oh, my God. Ooh, you done saw a bad day. If the Most High God said he ain't never knew you. Now you done did all this prophesying, laying hands, sick, done been recovering, everything. Baby, just to hear God say he never knew you, ooh, you done saw a bad day. You, somebody done saw a bad day. What you say? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, guys, I got to go. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Serve It Up Now. Truly, it is a blessing to have you be a part of our chit-chat morning sessions. I love it. I love it. I love it. I tell you, I look forward to coming because I don't know what I'm going to be talking about. Every morning when God wake me up, I thank him, and then I just come on in my office and prepare to come on. I don't even know what I'm going to be saying. Amen. I just thank the Holy Ghost of the living God because it says a good man's footsteps is ordered by God. Isha. Oh, God, I felt that right there. A good man's footsteps is ordered by God. Amen. Let God order your footsteps today, amen. Amen. Let him order your footsteps today, amen. Give God all of you. Let him just have his way, amen. Amen. God wants to love you today. God wants all of you today. But will you exercise your faith in God? I don't care what happens in your life today. There's nothing that's too hard for God. But you have to trust God when you can't trace him. You have to use God's word as final authority in your life. Amen. Get in that prayer closet and develop that relationship with him. Stop being so religious. Stop making it about you. And ask God to give you that servant heart that you need so that you can serve the people of God. Amen. Many of us, God has given us a story where we can give him some glory. But you got to stop allowing that enemy to come and try to bring fear to you and to destroy your faith in God. When the enemy come to you, you must open that door. And you got to let the devil know now that faith lives in your house. And when God see your faith, he will reward you. But if you have fear, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Beloved, go before the Most High God. Talk to God. Love on God. He's waiting for you today to open your mouth and to seek him like you never sought him before. He's waiting to love you. And everything that you need God to do, God will do. All you got to do is trust God and believe that whatever you ask God for, he's already done it. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, this wraps up my show for today. Please share this show with your family and your friends. We're on Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern. We would love to have you be a part of this show. And I want to thank all of y'all because you don't have to listen to this show, but you do. And it blesses me. Amen. So with that said, I want to thank you all again. Stay safe. Hug someone. And tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
waking up in the morning time with Jesus on my mind. He is the creator of all time and the resurrection of life. When I was laying sick on my bed, Jesus told Lord death to be paid. That's why I gotta open my mouth and praise Him. I wanna praise Him.
Put your hands in the air, cause He cares. Put your hands in the air, cause He is there.
He's giving me a second chance.
Put your hands in the air, cause He cares. Put your hands in the air, cause He is there.
Walking into the church to pray, doesn't matter what they say. All I know is that I'm here to stay, falling on my knees to pray. Jesus gave me a second chance, now I feel a holy day. That's why I lift my ears towards heaven. I wanna praise Him.
Put your hands in the air, cause He cares. Put your hands in the air, cause He is there.
He's given me a second chance.
Put your hands in the air, cause He cares. Put your hands in the air, cause He is there.
Looking outside, I see your handiwork. It brings joy to my world. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ has shed His precious blood, so can't you feel His love? That's why I wanna pray. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give You the praise. Lord, we give You the praise. Hallelujah.